And then finally, one example from me. Now, the only difference between what the student did and what I did is I put R's after. Now, let me just explain. The R's stand for rest. And in the previous example that the student did, we were randomly generating rests wherever it felt natural. But I wanted to show you what it would look like if you assigned the rests rather than just, if you, in other words, if you played the rests intentionally, not just, you know, subconsciously or something. So you'll notice that after the short attacks, there's rests. Well, they're short because there's rest, but on beat 4 of bar 1, for example, there's no R after it, which means you got to hold it out. Now, I'm going to play it at 100 beats per minute, and then also, before I do that, I'll show you what it sounds like at half that speed, at 50. So it has anticipation on the of 4, so it sounds like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, E, and, E, four, E, and, E, 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 and, E, four, E, and, E, E, So it sounds like playing it, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and let me just go over on beat 4 of bar 1. You gotta let it ring, but then you immediately gotta stop it for 1/16th note right on beat 1. Let me demonstrate beat 4, 4. And notice that I stopped it right on the next beat. It's like, let me wait for it. 3 and a 4 and a 1 and a. Alright, so this is what it sounds like at 100, or roughly 100 with a bass line.